going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the dads on my youth football team texted me. I'm not kidding you. They let their kid stay home. Their son stay home from school today. He's that upset about the Browns trading out. He was that upset.
So had his heart fixated on Travis Hunter?
He had his heart set on Travis Hunter. They moved out, and then of course, he's an Ohio State fan, and they took the Michigan kid. And
okay, do wonder. Okay, but he played well against Ohio State.
He's beside himself.
He did play well against Ohio State. So wouldn't you be like, man, if my national championship team couldn't block him, then he's got to be pretty good? Like, that to me would be the intuitive thing to do. I also want to know, the fact that Sanders kept falling, and now he no longer is a first-round pick, kind of reaffirming what people were saying after the combine. It's not that was not an assassination attempt on his character. Like, it really was, hey, this guy is a second rounder. So with all of that said, does it make you feel better if you wanted Shador but saw how far there was a free fall?
Probably changed some things.
Did it change your mind? Because remember, me and you did like Shador.
Yeah, but I thought we were going to have to talk ourselves into somebody. I mean, the desperation part of that came out of that. Nathan Zgura joins us right now. Joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Nathan, good morning to you. Wild night. Hello.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful. All right. I was with you, so I saw your reaction. But can you describe for everybody your initial reaction to the Browns and their trade now?
I was stunned with how much they got, to be honest with you. I mean, they moved from 2 to 5, and I would have thought that, you know, getting a future first-round pick would have been enough. But when they got 36 as well, I was, honest to goodness, I was floored. I mean, that's a quality player in this draft, plus you got a future first. So the haul was great. I wanted to take Travis Hunter. I think that he is a unicorn. It feels like a lot of people think that he is a one-of-one type talent, maybe the likes of which we have never seen in the National Football League before. So I really wasn't pro-trade down. But we're going to learn a lot about what the Browns think about the quarterbacks in this draft today. And if the Browns don't take a quarterback at 33 or 36, that tells me that this was a one quarterback draft to them, and that they were thinking about, we still need to address this. And so it was pretty forward thinking to say, all right, we're going to get a future first in 2026. They only moved down 3 spots. You know, Mason Graham is considered one of the 5 or 6 blue chip players in this draft. So through that lens, you get a blue chip player, which is what you need to do at the top of the draft, and you added a future first, and you added a quality player at 36. Now, everybody's going to look at what Travis Hunter's career is, and I expect it to end in Canton, but you got a lot to move back 3 spots, and I think the Browns feel good about that. Now, I believe that the Browns, and I've been saying on this show and on my show and at any show that I've been on, need weapons, and getting a defensive tackle is not a sexy pick. It's not a sexy pick. Now, I think the Browns feel like in our scheme, he will be a more productive pass rusher than he was in college. But this is a guy that, you know, maxed out at 3.5 sacks and 7.5 tackles for loss. Now, he was double teamed all the time in college. He will not be double teamed lined up with Myles Garrett on that line. And the Browns, he was not asked to really be in a tax front. He was doing a little bit more read and react. So that will change his ability, I think, to make plays in the backfield. And that's what the Browns are banking on. But this is not. It's just easier to get excited, I think, about skill position talent or certainly a quarterback, and that's not what the Browns got. The Browns were going to get an ultimate skill position player in Travis Hunter, and now instead they get that pick. So to me, because the haul slapped me in the face with how overwhelming it was, that I like that move. Now it's about executing, though. You need to make that extra first-round pick mean something significant. You need to make pick 36 tonight mean something significant. And I heard you guys talking before I came on about Shador. What's interesting about this situation to me is, and I know, Lima, you mentioned like at the combine, what became clear at the combine was that Cam Ward was the number one quarterback. But it was crystal clear as well that Shador Sanders was still the number two quarterback in this draft coming out of the combine and really through this whole thing. Yes, some people like Jackson Dart, and clearly the Giants like Jackson Dart, which isn't really a surprise to me because of how he fits what Dable would want to do. I'm not saying he's Josh Allen by any stretch of the imagination, but he's a little more mobile, a little bit bigger, a little bit better arm. So I understand that from a stylistic standpoint. But there was no doubt that Shador Sanders was the number two quarterback in this class. And I could list, I did it on the show last night with Ken, all of the people that we talked to that are the draft experts, all of the people we talked to that are the personnel experts. Shador was the number two quarterback in this draft. I really think, I'm not saying you said it's not a character assassination, and I don't think that's what it is at all. I really think the fact that if Shador Sanders' name was Bob Schmohawk and he did not have a famous public-facing, in front of a microphone, father who is really the preeminent voice in college football right now, I think Shador Sanders has already been drafted.
Wow.
I think that there are a lot of teams that are worried about, okay, we're not playing him. Deion's doing a press conference. Okay, he's not playing well. Deion's then talking about how the coach isn't putting his son in good positions to succeed. And I think that's the biggest reason that he didn't get drafted. He is a talented quarterback. I mean, you've had so many people talk about he's the best pocket passer in this draft. Those things don't change. And I think everybody, if you go back to the initial mocks, for people who understand this league very well, he never got out of the top 10. The reason he's there at 33, I think, is not because of what he is capable or not capable of. And many people thought maybe he was a mid-first round, late first round, early second round talent, but that always pushes quarterbacks up. So you'd still be drafted in the first round. The fact that he's on the board now is not about his talent as much as it is about, in my opinion, what it means to draft Shador Sanders.
Kenny asked you what the wow was in response. I thought that was amazing perspective. Nathan Zagura joining us right now on the hotline. Is that all I kept hearing from the Shador haters was his last name is the only reason he's being talked about this high. And now you're saying it's quite the opposite. His name is the only reason that he's not getting drafted as high as maybe his talent warrants.
Yeah, and I've heard that from a lot of people, not in our building. I mean, a lot of people just around the league that I talk to and whose opinions I respect, because talent-wise, he's a very efficient ball distributor from the pocket. I mean, this is an offense that we have now that relies on that. So if you're the Browns, and again, it's going to come down to their evaluation of him, and then I think part of the evaluation now of Shador is, are we organizationally prepared to deal with the things that I just talked about? And I think we're going to find out what the Browns think of it, because quite frankly, if you had said to anybody on the planet, that the Browns could come out of this draft, and what I'm about to outline is 100% realistic and basically completely in their control, right? That you could come out of this draft with Mason Graham, Shador Sanders, Travion Henderson, Luther Burden, Quinshon Judkins, one of the great tight ends, Elijah Arroyo, Mason Taylor, and a future first by the time that we get to pick 37 in this draft. People have said, you're out of your mind. But that's on the table right now.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For the Cleveland Browns. So we're going to find out, I think, immediately if they like the quarterback and whether it is, you know, Shador or Tyler Shuck. I don't believe it would be Jalen Milroe at this point, but if they do, they'll take them. They still get an opportunity to get a great skill position player and weapon at pick number 36, and this could completely turn this franchise around. Now, if they don't, then you go, in my opinion, you get to get two of those guys. You can get Travion Henderson and Luther Burden. You can get Travion Henderson and Elijah Arroyo or Mason Taylor or Luther Burden, Elijah Arroyo or Mason Taylor. You're guaranteed there's four spots. And those are four players that I've named that would be considered, you know, four of the best skill position talents in this league. Or maybe they like another running back, a Caleb Johnson, a Judkins. Maybe there's one of the other receivers like a Jalen Noel they really like. But you have that opportunity now to address the biggest need for this franchise in a big, big way. And so we're going to see. But if I'm a Browns fan right now, I think there was initial shock over the trade. I don't think you can argue based on the return that that was a bad trade. I think most people would agree, and anything that you're reading right now, writing up about it, was that the haul the Browns got was, in many ways, they fleeced the Jags. Now, that trade is going to be Travis Hunter against Mason Graham, pick 36, in that future first forever. And so you need to execute on those assets because they're just theoreticals right now. Again, I love Travis Hunter. I really wanted him to be a Cleveland Brown. They got what they got, and now they need to hit on it. But they have an opportunity to come out here, as I said, with a quarterback that they think is a real swing of the future, an elite skill position player, or if they don't like these quarterbacks, two elite skill position players. And that is, I think, should be exciting for Browns fans.
So I wanted to big picture this because I came on at the start of the show, and I thought big picture was that this was an acknowledgement that they're not necessarily ready to contend right this minute, that they're still, as the owner put it, you know, less than a month ago, about having to dig out of the hole created by the Watson trade.
Sure.
That this pick last night, this move, that was the shovel to me. But I want to make sure I'm getting this right from you. It almost sounds like you're saying, regardless of what situation the Browns were in, you have to make that trade every time because of the haul.
So if you are a team, if the Browns were the Jags and you had Trevor Lawrence, you don't have to make that trade. I think you have to make that trade because you're a team that does not have that solution at quarterback. I think if you had a quarterback established already and you just happen to be picking up there, like if you were the Patriots, you don't make that trade. If you love Travis Hunter as much as I believe we love Travis Hunter and the league clearly loves Travis Hunter, I don't think you make that trade. I think that is an acknowledgement of the fact that because of the Deshaun Watson trade, we don't have that quarterback. And so we need to put ourselves in a position, whether we get hit on it this year, you know, let's say at 33, we take Shador. And by the end of this year, we're like, oh man, he's our guy. Now you got two ones to add talent. I think but if you don't take a quarterback or you don't get that feeling by the end of this year that, hey man, we've got our guy, you now have two firsts to try to move around next year and make something happen. I think it's more of an acknowledgement of the fact that we don't have a franchise quarterback than it is that we're in a rebuild,
so
if that makes sense.
Do you think that they can handle Shador Sanders here?
I think that his ability to fit in this offense, I think, would lead to a successful situation. And my short answer would be yes. It's not without risk. It's not without risk.
Clearly. Everything's got a risk. I mean, they were 3-14 sure, last year. It's all risk.
Sure. But I think that we have kind of that. Clearly, we have an organization that is unified in what they're doing. And at the end of the day, as long as you're strong and convicted in what you're doing, whether the outside world agrees with it or not, is kind of immaterial. And I do think we have that. We have stability and unity as an organization.
Nathan Zagura joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You know, Nathan, you mentioned a lot of names there, you know, really, really quickly. You like tight end. And I tell you what, this is maybe a Kevin Stefanski offense thing because you already have David Njoku. You mentioned the tight ends and Mason Taylor out of LSU, also Elijah Arroyo out of Miami. Some people are a little bit worried about Elijah's medicals there. But a lot of 12 personnel, that conversation returns here about how to maybe protect somebody a little bit because, hey, if they did take a quarterback number 33, say they did take Shador, you got to imagine one of those two tight ends would still be there at number 36.
Oh, absolutely. They would be. And I think there's a chance that, you know, Harold Fannin or Ferguson from Oregon are there at 67. Ooh. This is a draft, I think, where you can get those weapons. That goes back to last night. The one thing we talked about, and I'll just ask you guys really quickly, let's say the Browns at 5 took Ashton Jeanty, who is a weapon, who is considered, you know, one of the best running back prospects in a long time. I think that the vibe overall today is a little bit different than it is. Now, they believed, obviously, Mason Graham was there. You're seeing the write-ups, best defensive lineman in this draft, or defensive tackle certainly in this draft. But I think that that's what people want to see them score. Now, when we were on the show last night, had the Browns moved and there was rumors they were going to move from 5 to 10 as well, then I thought they were in a sweet spot to get Colston Loveland or Tyler Warren, and I was like ecstatic about that because I think in Kevin Stefanski's offense and in this league, you're seeing, look at the Bears. They had Cole Kmet on their roster. They've got Rome Odunze, DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson comes in, and he's like, hey, how can we be mismatchy? How can we create advantages for us? Let's get another tight end. They draft Colston Loveland, and so now they're going to live in 12 personnel, and they're going to stress defenses. Do you want to stay in nickel? If you do that, we're going to be very able to run the football. That allows for that hard play action and big shot plays down the field. Or we're going to make you come in base to try to stop that run game and getting gashed on the ground. And guess what we're going to do now? Now we're going to have our tight end, Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet, against your linebackers or your safeties, and we're going to have them win those matchups because your linebackers cannot cover Colston Loveland. So I think the Browns have an opportunity with David Njoku and either Elijah Arroyo or Mason Taylor, if it's early in this second round, if they want to take a tight end, or even maybe moving back a little bit off of 36. I still think you probably could get one of those guys. You have an opportunity to create those kind of mismatches because we had all penciled in Hunter, right? At least I had. So you're thinking in your 12 personnel, it's Hunter and Judy, and then now you have an opportunity to add that tight end. But you need a receiver as well, and so that's why I mentioned Luther Burden as an option at this point. And there are other receivers, Trey Harris from Mississippi, Jalen Noel. There are a lot of actually very good receivers in this range, so you can bump that up. I think it's more likely that there's a really good running back at 67 relative to the running back available at 33, although I love Travion Henderson. I think that 67, if the Browns went, let's say, receiver tight end here, if they don't take a quarterback and then running back there, I think you're set. Your 12 personnel is looking really, really good. But to me now, at this point, it's got to be about scoring the football. It has to be about, we're the worst offense in the NFL, lowest scoring team. You have an opportunity to get those guys and get an offense that can dictate personnel to defenses, and I think that's something that Kevin Stefanski loves to do.
Nathan Zagura on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Nathan, thank you so much for the time. I'll talk to you, well, I'll see you again a little bit later on as we go through day two of the 2025 NFL Draft on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. Nathan, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Look, Browns fans, tonight should be hopefully very exciting. Four players, two of the first four picks. This is an opportunity, I think, for all of us who wanted them to really address this offense. This is the sweet spot in this draft. I love that they got 36 tonight. Should be a lot of fun, and as always, a pleasure being on with you guys.
Thank you very much, my friend Nathan Zagura, again on that North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.